Wait, those are wait. Wrong for did sure. you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. All right, welcome to Alexa.
Okay. Okay.
Welcome to episode.
Sorry. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, welcome to episode 18 of This Could Get Awkward. I'm Janelle.
I'm Sam. And if you want to connect with us, share stories, relate
ask us
to
questions,
us,
anything really.
Give us advice. We're on Twitter at TCGA Podcast and on Facebook at This Could Get Awkward. We have an email address because we're cool like that. And it's This Could Get Awkward Podcast at gmail.com. And all of those things are on our website, which is thiscouldgetawkward.com.
Yay. Thanks for doing all that. So I wanted to start off with this story that was, oh my gosh, it was mortifying. It happened to me on the flight home. I just recently took a flight home to vacation, see my family. And I needed to do some work. And I recently purchased a laptop. So this is like the first time I've ever been able to do any work while traveling. And it was super handy to have. And so I'm popping up my laptop just after, you know, the seatbelt sign goes off once you've gotten in the air. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting next to this old lady, this elderly lady. That's probably a nicer way to say it. So I open up my computer and I had thought everything had been closed down, but I guess it was still open when I had turned off my computer. And as soon as I booted up, there across the screen is a naked photo of me. I was like, and it was big. Like, it wasn't like a little photo. It was like a huge photo, naked photo of me on my screen. And I was like, oh my gosh. And trying to quickly like close it as best that I possibly could. And I was so mortified. Like, I didn't even want to like glance over to this woman sitting next to me. I was like, she saw that. Absolutely. She saw that. Naked ass photo of me.
She has seen my goodies.
It wasn't full front. It was like my butt. It was my butt and my back naked in bed. And so you might be wondering why this was on my computer. Well, let me explain how Apple products worked. I hadn't seen my boyfriend in a couple of weeks at this point. So I decided to take some photos and text them to him. And because I have an iPhone and a Mac computer, they also have like a messenger thing on their computer that you can use. Mm-hmm. And so my messenger was up because I guess I was responding to somebody through it. Maybe him while I was working on my computer when I was still at home. And that was like the last thing that was sent to him. It had updated or whatever from like a photo that I sent from him on my phone. And so this message, this conversation that he and I had together, there were multiple other nude photos that she could have seen. I think that this was like the best one for her to see. All things considered. And that's why it was on there. And I quickly closed it. And
did she react at all?
So I did. I looked over. I was like, so like, oh my God, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I looked over and she was sleeping.
Oh.
Or she was fake sleeping because she didn't want to deal with the awkward conversation that would have ensued after
She's
that.
She's like, oh no, a nude, fall asleep. That's just how she reacts to nudity all the time.
Yeah. So that was a great moment. I was really happy to glance over and see that her eyes were closed. And and I kind of thought that maybe this could spawn into other times that you've possibly sent something to the wrong person.
I do have a story. I was selling things on Craigslist and Kijiji. And I'd been going around my apartment taking pictures of things to post on Kijiji and Craigslist. And I didn't realize until, like, I was texting with a couple of people who were interested in buying the things that I was selling. And I went back to look at the picture I posted to, like, make sure, like, to see, I don't know, to check something about the picture. And lo and behold, I see my naked reflection in a mirror that is also in the picture. And I was like,
what?
Oh, shit. I have posted naked pictures of myself by accident Craigslist and Kijiji.
No.
Nobody ever, like, maybe nobody else ever even noticed, because it was just, like, in the corner. Like, if you were looking at the picture to look for, like, to look specifically at the table I was selling or something, you might not even look at the mirror and see a naked person in it. No one ever said anything. I took him down, but I was like, oh my God, I put naked pictures of myself on Craigslist.
Like, on the internet, like, on Craigslist, too, of all places.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But so when you were selling these things for your house or from whatever,
I was just taking pictures.
You were naked.
I was, like, walking around naked. And you were I lived alone.
I don't write. Well, I don't know. I guess now that it's so hot out, I do kind of, like, lounge around in, like,
sure.
Basically,
and especially,
no,
like,
clothes.
After a shower, when you're, like, still, like, okay, so I do this now. I'm not so much. There's only, like, a specific part of my apartment that I'm safe to be naked in, because there's, like, windows on all sides and stuff.
And you're on the ground floor, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
against, like, a major road. So, like, a high traffic, high pedestrian traffic road. But my bike ride home from work is, like, of epic proportions. It's, like, it's a pretty decent bike ride. And so then when I get home, I'm, like, sweating. Like, I've just worked out, like, really hard. And so I, like, immediately pop in the shower. And then it takes me, like, a long time to cool down, because I just, you know, worked my body out and then took a hot shower. And so it takes me a while to cool down. So I'll just, like,
why don't you take a cold shower?
I usually start and end with, like, a cold shot, but a hot shower is still nice.
Mm. So then, like, after work, you're just, like, naked until you make dinner?
Yeah, pretty much. Or until I want to, like, go into another room of the apartment and turn on, like, music or Netflix or something.
Right, right. Yeah, no. My boyfriend gives me such a hard time because I like to kind of basically be naked regularly in my apartment. And I did not want to live on a ground floor, like, mm-hmm. level apartment. I wanted to be higher up. So it mm-hmm. was easier for me to do so. And now I have, like, this huge, 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 huge window in my living room. And right across is, like, somebody's kitchen window, because it's, like, an apartment building next to me.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, I didn't have any curtains, and I definitely, like, did not have a care or worry in the world that I had no curtains. I was just like, whatever. And I think the one time that there possibly was a guy who saw me, maybe my butt.
I don't worry so much about it either. So both of the bathrooms in our apartment, if you're sitting on the toilet, you're looking, like, if you don't close the door and you're sitting on the toilet, you are looking, like, across through a different room and out a window directly into, like, which goes across the, like, garage parking lot area, and you can see into other people's windows. I don't care. So, like, I never close the door. I just sit on the toilet, do my business, tra-la-la-la-la. I don't care. I feel like most of the time people probably aren't watching me. But Spencer gets all, like, close the door and I close those blinds for a reason, and, like, blah, blah, blah.
And you're like, let me live my free life.
And I'm like, I don't care. They want to watch me poop. That's cool. I'll inspire them with my poop efficiency.
Oh, my gosh. I do have a couple of other instances, I guess, that I haven't been careful enough to make sure that I'm sending things to the proper people.
Okay.
It's not necessarily I sent nudes. I'm not just willy-nilly doing that all the time.
I'm not sure. I think you do.
No. But I've been in a lot of, well, not a lot. I've been in one long relationship that was a long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when you don't see somebody, you are often sending them, like, the photos or, like, the sexy texts or whatever.
You are.
Okay, so
Should we start? Like, I'm going to take over and tell a different story first. So, like,
oh, okay. Let's go. Let's have at it.
Okay, because so Spencer, well, now it's kind of poopy because he travels a lot for work. He's, he's, you know, a geologist, and so he's out in the field, whatever that means, like every once in a while. So he'll be gone for anywhere from like a few days to like a couple of weeks to like a month to last summer, which is different because it was a summer job and he had to move away for it. But we were apart for 4 months. And I have never, ever been someone who like sends nudies, sends nude pics to like boyfriends or like anything. Like I've never done that. And it doesn't come naturally to me. Like I'm a fully confident, feel sexy person if I'm like with someone, actually with someone. But like getting into that place for pictures that I'm like posing in and then sending them, I've never been able to do that. And I remember last summer,
I knew this story was gonna come up.
Last summer, while Spencer was away, while we were apart for 4 months, and then that came up in conversation with me, you, and Leah, and you guys were like, "What? Like, you've never done that?" Blah 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 blah.
Well, especially like now that you guys are apart, like, I found it shocking.
So then you guys were like, you should do it, like that. And I was like, I'm shy. Like, this makes me feel insecure. It's weird. I'm not comfortable doing it, da-da-da-da-da. And then you're like, just do it. And then I, like, tried to take one of, like, my boobs, my cleavage, and, like, be cute about it. And then you were like, is that your sexy pic? And, like, made fun of me about it. And I was like, well, this will never be attempted again.
I felt really bad after that. I think I had a bit to drink as well. And I was like, I blurted something out without thinking. Like, that was definitely hurtful. I did feel really bad afterwards.
Damage done.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, go on with your story.
So in my particular situation, I was living in Yellowknife and my boyfriend at the time was living in Ontario. So, I mean, we were very far apart. We hadn't seen each other in a couple of months and whatnot. And I didn't send, it wasn't a photo or anything like that. I just sent a very direct message about how, like, I wanted him. And instead of sending it to him, I sent it to my younger brother.
No.
Yes. Oh, it was so bad.
Ew.
It was so bad.
Oh, no.
It was like, and there's no whoops, take that back. Like, erase that message before that person sees it, which should be a feature, Apple. Like, figure that thing out. And so immediately after I sent that text message, damage is done. I sent it to my brother, like, oh my gosh, so, so sorry, like, not for you, shit.
Remember that time were you done?
I was just going to go on to continue to say that I didn't really learn my lesson in that situation.
Oh, no.
And not only, so this happened when I was in Yellowknife a couple of times. I sent it to my brother, but I also sent it to my best friend one time.
Oh.
So that was super awesome. And now my boyfriend's name is Adam and my older brother's name is Adam. And I am legitimately scared about accidentally sending him.
You should change your boyfriend's name in your phone to boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. That might be a good idea.
Remember that time I was so excited because I got a text from a wrong number and I was like, yay, I've always wanted like a wrong number text so I can like
yes!
try to have fun with it. Yay. And it was like a text that was like, what did she say? She was like, we got tickets to some event.
It was a show or something.
Yeah, it was a show of some kind. And she was like, we've got tickets to this. So-and-so will have your ticket. It costs this much money. See you whatever date. And I was like, yes, this is so exciting. So first of all, I looked up the area code and it was like an area code in the States. And then I looked up the event and it was like obviously an event for old people. I was like, oh, okay. And I looked it up and I looked to see like what all comes with the ticket and stuff. And I texted her back and I was like, that sounds great. What are the menu options or something like that? I don't know why I thought that was funny. But I was just like, what are the menu options? And then she didn't text me back for a while. And then I like felt
bad for like screwing with her. So then I like texted her back again like 10 minutes later and I was like, I'm so sorry, Edie.
Yeah, that was her name. Oh my gosh, yes.
I was like, I'm so sorry, Edie. You actually have the wrong number. I'm not
so and so.
Like, you? Yeah, like.
It sounds like and a then, great evening or something.
Like, yeah, something like, I hope you have fun, like something. And then she texted me back emojis and like, you have such a great sense of humor, ha ha ha. And I was like, okay, cool. That was nice. A nice exchange.
That's so funny because you did not wait nearly long enough.
I know. I was so excited. I remember texting you and Leon the group chat about yeah. it. And I was like keeping you updated. And then you're like, what did she say? And then I was like, I already replied because I felt bad.
One time my ex-boyfriend had somebody text him, but it was kind of like, you could tell that it was like somebody had gotten their number like the night before at the bar or something like that, but they texted mm-hmm. the wrong person. And I was like, you gotta go hard in on this, like play this up. And he like had this huge text exchange, which ended in him getting dick pics. Yeah, it was like ridiculous. And he was like, now I have dick pics on my phone. Like, I should have never listened to you. And I was like, this is hilarious. And he was like, no, it's not. Like, and was so mad, man. And like was mad at me for telling him, like urging him to like go on.
On the other side of that, how sad would you feel / maybe angry if like someone egged you on like that and you sent like not who you thought some yeah. dick pics?
Yeah, it's mean. For sure.
That's why, that's one of the whys for like not sending nudies. Who knows where they'll end up? Who's going to see them?
Yeah. It's risky business. Absolutely.
It is risky business.
And I don't actually do that all that often. So you might think
kind
I do.
It sounds like you do it a lot.
I mean, I see my boyfriend all the time. So there's no reason for it. It was just like I hadn't seen him in like 3 weeks. And so I was like, okay.
Me and Spencer are like.
There's like Snapchat. Like, that's why Snapchat's like.
Yeah, Snapchat's cool. Even then, though, like we still don't do that. Also, while we're apart, like we'll text each other throughout the day and that sort of thing, but we don't typically spend that much time talking on the phone or mm-hmm. like we only recently, like on his last work trip that he was gone, started Skyping each other like at night, which I really like. So we'll probably keep doing that or whatever. But like I feel like a lot of people in relationships where they spend time apart spend a lot of time like communicating, and we don't really like do that much. Like we for sure talk, and like especially like good morning, good night, like highlights, low lights, love yous, like that mm-hmm. sort of thing. But it is nice that we're like Skyping now. I enjoy that, being able to like hang out with him a little bit.
I actually think that that's probably pretty common in long distance relationships because of the way technology is. I mean, you can text somebody. I know when I was in that 5-year long relationship, long distance the whole time, like we saw each other every 2 weeks probably mm-hmm. most of the time, we hardly ever spoke on the phone.
Yeah, and I guess like I'm
and we just texted
to,
we just texted a lot. Yeah, like a lot.
I guess I'm comparing it to like back in the day when I was little, and I not like little but like a teen, and had like long distance relationships with lots of people, like friends and boys and that kind of thing, and I would spend hours and hours on the phone. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm like, I don't know. And I always just kind of assumed that people talk to their partners like more often than we talk to each other.
Did you just unplug your microphone? Why can't I hear you? What the hell? And we're back.
I was sorry about my fidgeting. That ruined everything. What was I saying? I was saying
it's kind of how I guess when you were younger, you used
I used to spend a lot of time on the phone talking to people, like hours and hours and hours, like entire nights until like the sun would rise. And now I'm like, good morning, good night, love you.
It's so funny though too. I used to do that with my friends that I would literally see at school all yeah. day long, and then my mom would be like, "Okay, like you need to get off the phone." I mean, because yeah. we were still at a time when we had dial-up internet, so like you couldn't use both at yeah. the same time, and yeah, so.
No, and I guess it's just like, well, we're like adults and we're like secure with each other, so it's not like we like need to communicate all of the time or anything. Mm-hmm.
That's true,
but it is nice. Now that it's kind of like our new reality that he's going to be gone and back every so often, I'm enjoying the Skype and just being able to kind of like see each other and like still hang
For sure.
out, because I miss him when he's gone. And so it's nice to get some FaceTime in and like watch a show together or just hang out a little bit
Yeah, no.
Have a drink, whatever.
FaceTime, Skype, it's incredible. It's like it's what makes me living away from home so easy. Like I can see my nieces and nephew and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
it's crazy.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, we can. So if you've ever accidentally sent a message, nudes, messages to people, received them accidentally, we'd love to hear those stories.
Yes.
Get in touch with us at TCGA Podcast. That's on Twitter. And we've got Facebook, This Could Get Awkward, or you can email us your stories, thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com.
Do it up.
And we'll see you next Sunday.
Send us some nudes.
We won't. I need some dick pics.
Please don't send us dick pics.
No, I do not want those at all.
Have a lovely Sunday.
Bye.